Hey everybody, we have been spending some time on Jesus's riding into Jerusalem and the reaction of people. Yesterday we talked about people saying, "Who is this?" Today we're going to stay in Matthew 21, and I want to go on to verses 12 and 13. So Jesus has just gone into Jerusalem, and what happens next is a huge display of anger by Jesus. It says, Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. Jesus here is so upset that people are using the temple grounds as a place to make money. Now understand that he's not upset that things are being sold. He's upset because people are taking advantage. The money changers are taking advantage of people. Those people who were selling doves so that people could very easily walk in, buy a dove that was probably well overpriced and sacrifice that as was mandated to them as Jewish people. But Jesus sees that their motives are so wrong. And so he quotes Isaiah 56 when he says, my house will be called a house of prayer. And then he says, but you're making it a den of robbers. And then when he says you're making it a den of robbers, he's quoting Jeremiah chapter 7. So he says, we know that this was coming. It should be a house of prayer. It should be a holy place. And he quotes Isaiah who said that. And then Jeremiah, another Old Testament prophet, you're making it a den of robbers. He was so angry that the place of worship had been a place that people cheapened what God had done by overcharging for things that were sold there. And people were using it for material gain. And that upset Jesus. So we've talked in the past at church about righteous anger. And I've told you that there are things that are justifiably cause of anger for us. Anything that hurts the heart of God or anything that angers God should make us angry. You know, killing children, that should make us angry. Hate in the world, that should make us angry. Mistreatment of Christians, that should make us angry. People defiling our God in any number of ways, people using God's name in vain, those things should make us angry. That's righteous anger because we serve a holy God, and it's our job as sons and daughters of the Most High King to stand up to his standards and to be offended by things that hurt the heart of God or diminish what God has come to do in our lives. So I want you to ask yourself, what things in my life are righteous anger, and what would be the right way to handle this righteous anger? It's not always walking in. This was Jesus, remember. I'm not calling anyone to go overturn the tables in a cafeteria or in a restaurant when something happening there is not godly. What I am saying is this: we need to show wisdom and pray for wisdom when it comes to how we handle things that make us righteously angry. Let's pray about that. God, there are so many things in this world that should make us angry as Christians. Abuse should make us angry, and murder should make us angry, and so many things that people do to squelch Christianity should make us angry. Persecution of Christians should make us angry. But God, we need to know that you can provide wisdom to us in how we are to respond to things that cause that anger. Father, would you help us to differentiate between righteous anger and things that are annoying righteous anger and things that just offend us personally. And may we begin to look through things of the through the filter of things as if we're looking at how it would affect you and how it would offend you and hurt you. God, we just want to use wisdom in how we deal with anger. And Father, we just know that you're the one that will provide that wisdom to us. In Jesus' name, amen.